Hello there, welcome back to my podcast. Etiquette helps us to stand apart from the crowd and leave an everlasting impression. Etiquette of an individual speaks a lot about his family background and upbringing. This brings into our new topic for today, and that is washroom etiquette. Remember, you are not the only person using the restroom at the workplace. There are other employees as well. Office washroom etiquette refers to set of rules an individual needs to follow while using the office washroom. It is essential to keep toilets clean and hygienic to avoid transmission of germs and infections. I'm sure you wouldn't like to get into a dirty washroom. So let's get started and understand some office washroom etiquette. Never leave the washroom dirty. Smelly toilets are a big turnoff. Lock the door carefully when you are inside. If someone is inside, don't peep under the doors or knock endlessly. Wait for the other person to come out. Make sure you do not wet the toilet seat. Do not throw the water on the floor as someone might slip and get hurt. Also, it's something not welcomed. Never forget to use flush once you are done. Check the toilet seat for unwanted stains or substance. Do not hesitate to call the toilet attendant or a housekeeper assistant if the flush is not working. Make it a point to wash your hand with an antiseptic soap or sanitizer every time you use the restroom. Use a tissue paper or to wipe off hands. Do not spit on walls. It is absolutely unacceptable to write names or make designs on toilet walls or doors. We're not in college anymore. Make sure you do not throw anything in the commode. Tissue paper must be thrown inside the dustbin and not anywhere else. Sanitary napkins must be wrapped in poly bags and disposed in dustbins. Do not leave the restroom with taps on. Come on, water is extremely important. Do not throw unwanted hair or soap wrappers in the wash basin. Keep the soap inside the soap case or the liquid gels if you're using so. Ask the attendant to clean the toilet whenever it is dirty. I'm sure these gateways will help you during your corporate journey. And my next podcast is on internet and mail etiquette. So happy listening, learning, and developing yourself. To learn more, follow our series Classroom to Boardroom. You could also follow us on Interview Cracker for you on Insta. This is Ashwini Dasgupta, your personal development and NLP trainer, signing off. Take care.